children stricken with cerebral palsy, autism, seizure disorders, and other physical and neurological impairment will be in the audience along with their parents tomorrow morning when the Arkansas House Education Committee members meet to discuss the merits of the Extension Education Program for Certain Exceptional Students Act. Sponsor, Arkansas State Representative Deborah Hobbs, a Republican representing District 96 in Rogers, says this bill especially targets children with autism spectrum disorder, or ASD.
This bill would allow parents to set up an account with the Department of Education that would have the same amount of money that the school would typically get for educating that child, and we're talking just the per student funding according to the state formula, not, you know, all the property taxes and so forth that that the school gets in addition to that state funding. The account would be set up. There would be an IEP team to determine who could best help this child in the education process. It might be a private teacher, it might be a behavioral therapist or a counselor, an OT, just whatever the IEP team decides or determines that would best meet the needs of the student.
The department would then have 30 days to reject or accept the application. The extension program, advocates say, would not cost the taxpayers anything because it's covered by base educational foundation money allocated to every student in Arkansas, plus alternative learning funding.
And again, since we're talking about per student funding, you know, it's going to cost the state the same amount whether they give it to the school or they have it in an account to provide for the needs of the student.
One in every 110 children are diagnosed with some form of autism. According to the Centers for Disease Control, those on the far end of the spectrum may not respond when called, tend to avoid eye contact, and cannot interpret simple social cues. Many children with ASD have phobias, may obsessively rock or twirl, or worst case, engage in self-abusive behavior. And vivid lights and loud noises like school bells or buzzers can set them off.
I talked with a special ed teacher last week who noted that they had a child in their classroom who would have, I'm going to call it meltdowns, for lack of a better terminology at this point, but they would have like a, you know, a screaming fit because of, you know, of the condition that they have. And so they would have to take the other kids out of the classroom while this child was calmed down. So it not only affects those individual students, but it also affects the other students in the classroom.
But the Arkansas Department of Education does not support a special education extension program. Spokesperson Seth Blomley.
No, we are opposed to it. We can certainly identify and sympathize and, you know, want to help the kids. But this bill essentially would set up what amounts to a voucher program that would funnel state money to homesteading education potentially, where then there'd be no regulation of the providers who the parents would pick to do these treatments. For the most part, these kids really need to be in school, and there's plenty of treatment available in the public schools. There'd be additional administrative costs for the state to set this program up, potential for lawsuits, and the annual cost we've projected is $84 million.
The State Education Department estimates of the $84.5 million required to operate a special education extension program, $560,000 would be administrative, $24.2 million would go toward 4,000 ASD students, $13.6 million for 1,300 with cerebral palsy, $46 million for 4,600 students with seizure disorders. That accounts for both the currently enrolled and unenrolled. And that's money that does not need to be spent on a program that is already in place, Seth Blomley says.
A lot of these students can take advantage of programs already in the public schools. We have qualified therapists in the public schools who can help these kids out. And in most cases, a lot of these kids would be better served in the public schools, and and they will be regulated a lot stronger in the public schools than under this bill, the therapists would be.
According to the U.S. Department of Education, as of 2009, 330,000 children with ASD were enrolled in public school nationwide, but more than 100,000 were not. In the winter of 2009, then-Representative Mark Martin, now Arkansas Secretary of State, introduced a same measure. It twice failed in the House Education Committee and was recommended for study by the Joint Interim Committee on Education, which took place last fall. The measure was refiled this session in late February by Deborah Hobbs. Mark Moore authored the original bill. He's uncle of two homeschooled children with autism. He says the state education department's estimated cost of operating an extension program has been purposely inflated. He says if certain children with extreme special needs are not given special opportunities, they will end up a burden to society.
It's going to be the difference between whether or not they become functioning members of society or spend the rest of their lives in an institution, or not even an institution, but is, you know, locked up.
The Extension Education Program for Certain Exceptional Students Act will be considered by the House Education Committee at the State Capitol, Room 138, beginning at 10 a.m. on Thursday. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.